This episode of the Star Wars Report is brought to you by Geek Fuel.
They ship out a mystery box for geeks and gamers each and every month. Get your free bonus Star Wars item at geekfuel.com/Star Wars Report and Entertain Art. Get official, licensed, ready-to-hang wall art from Star Wars, Disney, Marvel, and so many more. Make sure you go to StarWarsReport.com/art.
Oh, my stars, I've never been so busy before. It seems Christmas arrives sooner each year.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 250 of the Star Wars Report podcast. We got a great show for you, and it starts right now.
Christmas in the stars, Christmas in the stars. What a merry Christmas this will be. Christmas in the stars, out among the stars.
Are you feeling festive? Christmas tree. Are you feeling festive, Mark? We can't hear you, unfortunately. There he is.
Oh, man.
He's barely coming through the Skype, but we can't hear you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Riley Blanton, your host for episode 250 of the Star Wars Report podcast. So glad you've joined us. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Please delete as appropriate. We've got a jam-packed humdinger of a show for you. So much to talk about. We've got Rogue One tickets on sale very soon as we record. We've got more Rogue One Tryla goodness. We've got new updates from Mikhail Leon Panetta Chino. We've got updates from Michael Giacchino. So much to talk about on this week's podcast. So glad that you've decided to join us. It's the extreme countdown to Rogue One. And I'm very happy to welcome back to the program the co-host of this fine show. He's an all-around really cool guy. It's Mr. Mark Hurleman. How's it going, Mark?
Hey, how are we doing, guys? Me and my Tauntaun did make it past the first marker, so that's always a plus.
Then I'll see you in hell!
That's right!
Sorry, your Tauntaun will freeze before you reach the third marker. I don't know why he talks like that. It's still toasty.
Bottom lip frozen to his teeth. I can't remember. It's kind of like Fire Marshal Bill.
You'll freeze before you reach the third marker. It's still toasty here in Georgia, so I'm not feeling the cold. I'm just playing myself to death with Christmas music. Like, I am embracing it. It was like a week ago I started. We're full in, and so we're in the Christmas in the Stars album season of the Star Wars Report podcast. Well, you know, once I start going to that old thing, that it's getting close to Christmas, and thus also getting close to a Star Wars film. You guys hear there's a Star Wars film coming? Yeah, don't you know? I'm very excited. We've got literally, yes, so much to talk about. So you know what? And we're giving away movie tickets here. In fact, movie tickets vouchers that you can use to buy your Rogue One tickets, but more on that later in the program. Let's get into
the news.
We have something to report.
Santosa, I have good news.
Data brought to us by the Bothan spies.
We can send a clear transmission.
There it is. Listen.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Rogue One tickets. Get your Rogue One tickets. Tickets, please. Tickets. I'm very, 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 very excited. It's really feeling official now that Star Wars Rogue One.
I did it again.
Rogue One, a Star Wars story. That's what I meant to say. Tickets are officially going to be on sale at 12:01 a.m., basically midnight Sunday. The first minute of Monday morning is when you can buy, Eastern Standard Time is when you can buy your tickets. Of course, you know how this works, Mark. You can bet that some of these ticketing sites and some of these theater chains might just go like, whoops, we released our tickets a little early. Just come and get them, if you don't mind. If just, you know, as just a total accident. But 3 hours early, if you go to AMC.com, you know you can get your movie tickets right now.
I'm there.
I remember this was totally the case with last year when we were waiting for the tickets to The Force Awakens. We did a big live stream, and they dropped early. And we're like, wait, tickets. So like suddenly the show that we were trying to focus on doing a good show just became, get your tickets now. Get them now.
So, So how does it work with the tickets? Are you able to online purchase an entire theater's worth of tickets at one time, therefore being that D-bag guy that's
going to
scout?
No, most ticketing sites only let you purchase so many at a time. And it just depends on the theater and the theater chain. In fact, we've got a brand new sponsor who's actually going to help you guys with that problem, which is funny, Mark, because you did not know that. But you ask the question, and sir, I have an answer for you. But it is going to be official, and I'll tell you what there are going to be three IMAX posters at AMC for each Sunday of the release, which, and I don't know if you got a chance to see these, Mark. They're really sweet, sweet looking posters.
I don't have an IMAX here, so all we've got is just the black poster, and it says, you know, Rebellion's Built on Hope or something along that line, and then, you know, Rogue One, a Star Wars story. And I'm like,
yeah,
that's it? Not even the Death Star with the beach, you know? I'm like, oh, I hope we get that other one.
Yeah. I don't know. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. Dustin in the chat was asking, is there going to be an issue showing selling out with Rogue One? Like, of course, that happened within, especially for those Thursday night showings and those Friday showings. They sold out so fast, snip, snap, for The Force Awakens.
Because I'm now working for the theater, so I'm like, do I watch it the day and a half before with the theater crew without my family? Which I was like, yeah, and then my family's like, you Benedict Arnold. I was like, oh, I didn't know that was going to be an issue. So now I'm like, okay, so now I got to buy tickets for the family to go and watch it opening day. And I'm just like, man, do I do the online route, or do I hope that my town's small enough that that's not going to be an issue of worrying about it being sold out? Or do I try to talk Carl the comic guy into renting the whole theater like they normally do and watching it on the day it comes out too?
Ooh. So I don't know. There are so many options. So many options. I, on Star Wars Tonight, earlier this week, I was kind of contemplating what we're doing, and we haven't had time. I have not had time. It's been such a crazy week during the holidays here to really sit down and talk through where we're going to go see it, what the order is, because we got to decide. Like, by this month, by the time you're hearing this podcast, the downloadable version, it's time to go buy your tickets. Like, they've already been available. So for us, we're leaning towards, and again, nothing's finalized, but so Bruce Gibson, he's in the chat, our producer's in the chat. Hey Bruce, we're gonna plan on seeing it Thursday night at Atlantic Station. See, there you go. Now the plan's made, everybody. No, seriously, I want to get together with some other podcasters in the Georgia area. And go see it at Atlantic Station and do like a big pre-show gathering. Like there's some great restaurants and bars right nearby at Atlantic Station, or maybe even a post-show after the movie. I'm thinking more of a pre-show gathering. And so I need to go ahead and collect the tickets and the names of everybody.
Come on, I know you got a story for this. There's got to be a reason why you're thinking pre, not post. See, I'm a post guy. I want to chat and find out what people thought about it.
No, really. I'm
let's get the excitement up, watch it, and then go home and digest.
Yeah, no, I'm totally, I'm totally just going to. I have to have that time to process it. I can't talk afterwards. I've got to
immediately rush out and watch A New Hope then.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do anything. I'm literally going to just be very quiet for a few hours while I think about what I've just seen. That's literally going to be it.
with the theater group, it will be so late at night that when I'm done, I will probably still have to clock back in and finish a few of the theater rooms. And then by the time I get home, it'll be like almost 4 or 5 in the morning. And then I work the next day. So the first time, if I watch it with them, it'll be like that. I'll process it all by myself, my own little Mark magical journey into Star Wars, you know. when I go with the kids and stuff, I think when we come home, we're going to immediately watch A New Hope. Just jump right onto that pony.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
In the parking lot and watch it in the car.
Yeah, exactly. Fascinating. I'm very interested to see. It's going to be fun to break down. I think we're not going to take like a whole week, which is what we took with The Force Awakens to release our review show. Like, everyone was like the Thursday at 9:00 p.m. Eastern dropping their Force Awakens reaction episodes. And meanwhile, I'm just sitting around thinking, what do I think of this movie? We had to let it marinate some last year. So with this one, it's going to be interesting to see. Very, very interesting to see what they do. Along with the tickets, besides the IMAX posters for AMC, Regal's also doing these IMAX collector's tickets that seemed rather interesting. I'm a little even hesitant to try to click on it because my computer is not being terribly responsive, but I want to kind of take a look at what these collectible tickets are for Regal, because I'm kind of getting maybe sucked in a little bit to some of these things. Because I remember the Alamo Drafthouse had these special Alamo Drafthouse Star Wars glasses that you could buy there. Let's see. The wait is over. This is your one stop for details for the 70 millimeter screenings and in theater giveaways. Oh, okay. Interesting. So yeah, the IMAX Regal giveaway. If you see Rogue One, A Star Wars Story at a Regal IMAX theater, you receive a really cool collectible ticket. It'll be given out at for IMAX ticket holders on the 15th and 24th.
They get the really cool glasses too, though.
That's really cool. They have three tickets. Yeah, three tickets for three weekends. That's pretty cool. And I like the posters. I love the new IMAX posters. There's a really, really cool one of Jin in a kind of white background field, and she's in the foreground with a different pose. Really cool stuff. I'm excited. It's getting real. I'm feeling good about Rogue One. Mark, have you...
Yes.
How about that international trailer that we saw yesterday? So we're recording Star Wars tonight, and I did the Friday edition, which is, by the way, a Patreon exclusive if you want to go to patreon.com/StarWarsReport. So I was recording the Friday edition of the show, and I decided to go ahead and take calls and broadcast it live on Facebook yesterday as we record this on Saturday. And again, like, these TV spots and stuff keep coming fast and furious. Can't keep up with it. They released a brand new Tryla. Yeah, so this is a 1 minute plus trailer kind of teaser stinger thing that they released along with the ABC special Thanksgiving broadcast, the Thanksgiving special they were running. They had a lot of really cool things that they showed, and they talked about it. They revealed the ticket sale dates, and then of course they revealed this new Tryla. Now, my big takeaway, Mark, there were a couple moments, but my absolute favorite was we see Baze Malbus shouldering the big old bazooka thing, taking aim at the AT-AT head. But now we actually see the shot make its impact on the cheekbone, so to speak, of the walker, and it reels backwards, almost like a dog, like it's wincing, and then it pauses for a second. And all the rebels on the ground look hopeful, and then suddenly, just menacingly, the AT-AT, or I should say, the AT-ACT walker tilts back into focus.
The Terminator 2 moment when the head comes back
yes,
together looks
very similar, very very similar. I really liked it, but I'll repeat here what I said on that show, which is the fact that I'm a little nervous now. Like, I've seen so many TV spots, so many new trailers that we keep getting these small new glimpses, but I don't want all of these new glimpses. I want them to be new. I don't want them to be old. It's like that moment that it's in so many of the TV spots, it's become a joke on Star Wars Tonight of like, make 10 men feel like 100, right? Like, I don't know how many times whenever I see that in the movie, it'll just be kind of funny. Like the it's a trap line now. So I don't know. There's a certain amount of, there's a point very soon where I will stop watching any of these new TV spots and trailers.
See, and I went and saw Doctor Strange last night for my third time with Gavin. It was his first time, and Rogue One was the first trailer.
Nice.
And he hadn't seen that one, and I was just like, how had you not seen that? You know, like, we've been watching so many different ones. Like, I was shocked that he had managed to go that long without seeing one. I'm like, he's a little tuck and runner. Like, you know, usually when I'm like, Gavin, come check this out, he's like, no, it's Game of Thrones or The Walking Dead. I don't want to see it. So like, he's been keeping himself pretty spoiler-free, so I was impressed with that. I'm like, oh, I have to... Have to see what he thinks.
Oh, absolutely. I am interested. Did he like it?
Yeah, he can't wait to see the movie. Although we're still scheduled to watch Hacksaw Ridge still. So I can't wait to see his, you know, having a recent war movie and then that war movie to see
how he
feels they contrast.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting comparison. Let kind of do an experiment. Let us know what the reaction is. We are 19 days, by the way, as we record this until Rogue One. If you go to my favorite website, howmanydaysuntilstarwars.com. All right, one more story here that I want to bring in, and that is yet another piece by Breznikin. Bresnican, calling Bresnican, Anthony Bresnican. It's just fun to say, sorry. So he has his ongoing Entertainment Weekly cover this week, I believe, the cover story. He's released a piece from his interview with Michael Giacchino. That's Michael Giacchino. And he basically said, well, there's a couple interesting things here. Fun fact, I was listening to an interview that he just did on Rebel Force Radio this week, and he kind of casually mentioned, oh, and by the way, he was like in the midst in between recording sessions when I interviewed him, which I thought was pretty interesting because he's had 4 weeks. 4 weeks to put together the entire score for Rogue One. That's Michael Giacchino. So it's very fascinating, very fascinating. So here we go. Bresnican says, "What, without giving away any plot, what were your impressions of Rogue One?" And Giacchino did say, "It's a film that in many ways was a really great World War II movie, and I loved that about it, but it also has a huge, huge heart at the center of it, and that was the one thing I just didn't want to discount. Yes, it's an action movie and a Star Wars film, and it has all things you'd come to expect and love about that, but I didn't want to forget that it is also an incredibly emotional movie as well, and that's what really pulled me in." And he goes on to say, it's not even manufactured emotion, even though it's kind of weird to say because that's literally all we're doing is manufacturing emotion. It's a little funny, a little punny there. So excited action film. There he is. But here's the more interesting part. John Williams, cut to the chase. How much are we going to hear of John Williams? And here's the DL, if you will. Quote.
Here, everybody, lean close. Listen, Riley, lay the
gather
gospel.
Around, children. I think absolutely there are a couple of times when you want to hit upon something from the past. For me, even as a fan, it was about going, quote, oh, this particular idea would be great if we did it here. I would love to see that if I were watching a Star Wars movie. As a kid who grew up with John Williams' music and was catapulted in this direction because of what he did, I have had a very specific idea of what I've wanted to use and how I wanted to use it. That being said, I'd say the score is 95% original with little moments of Williams' score here, there to accent. Oh, sorry. If I were sitting in the seat and I heard it, I would totally raise the hairs on my neck. Final question. Did you get to do your take on the Imperial March? To which the response was, and I quote, maybe.
That's not true. The quotes. Maybe.
Exactly. Exactly.
That seems like it seems like too easy a question. Like, and I like the way they played it up. I would think to have Vader in any live action film at this point and not have the Imperial March would be a disservice to the character. I don't know. But then again, I still feel like we should have the crawl, even though we're not going to have the crawl. I'm like, you know, like some things just have that feel.
Yeah. That's another thing from this piece recently that was revealed is the crawl. No crawl. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sorry guys. No crawl.
I want to set a different tone from the saga films and get away from that episodicness. And I, you know, it's one of those things, like once they give you the party line of, okay, this is why we're doing it, it's a little easier to accept.
Yeah.
It's hard for me when most of my favorite things are those first three pages, you know, you get the a long time ago, then you get the crawl and then, yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, man, there's so much more to talk about. This is episode 250 of the Star Wars Report podcast. Man, that's a lot of episodes. We're actually going to have fun with the retrospective. We have actually a special guest coming in studio right now, as well as another one that we're going to bring on. We're going to have Bethany Blanton and, of course, our producer Bruce Gibson coming in the next segment. But let's take just a moment time out here.
This is the Star Wars Report podcast, and I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I do want to take a moment out to tell you guys about our sponsor, one of our sponsors for today. And that sponsor, ladies and gentlemen, is, drumroll please, Geek Fuel. Now, Geek Fuel is awesome, and they are supporting the Star Wars Report all the way through the release of Rogue One. We're super appreciative to have them on board. They ship out a monthly mystery box for geeks, gamers, and Star Wars fans alike. Each month, if you sign up for Geek Fuel, you get a guaranteed $50 of value for just $15 plus shipping and handling. What they do is they ship 5 to 7 geeky items, t-shirts, and posters, as well as downloadable games, and so much more cool stuff, all in one awesome mystery box. And here's what you want to do to claim your free Star Wars item. That's right. That's what they're giving Star Wars Report listeners. Just head over to geekfuel.com/Star Wars Report. That's geekfuel.com/Star Wars Report. And we do appreciate them for supporting this very program.
This is the Star Wars Report podcast. Boring conversation anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Star Wars Report podcast episode 250. That's a big significant number. Is it not Bethany Blanton who is here on the show live in studio? How's it going, Bethany?
Hello, hello. It's going well, and I'm excited to be on the show once again.
Excellent. Let me know in the chat. Sound off if you can hear us. Make sure that we stay on board. I haven't been able to keep up with the chat too much, which is a shame, but I'm going to try to do it more in the back half of the show here. We're going to do a little, we're going to cap off the last half of the program with our own little kind of fun retrospective. So it's going to be a good time, going to be a very, very, very good time. But the other thing I have to do is get Mr. Bruce Gibson in on the line. So I'm going to give him a call and we'll see if it works. Here's the real question. because you never know with these things if it'll work out or not. So,
Bruce Gibson, this is Rogue Two.
This is Rogue Two. What's up, Bruce?
Did you find them? I found them.
Yeah. Echo 3 to Echo 7. Hi, nobody. You read me? We did this bit yesterday on Star Wars Tonight, and it's so much fun. I'm not even gonna lie. Too much fun, in fact. Oh my. All right, well, let me go ahead and fix the video. I don't have capability to show everybody and everything, which is very sad, very sad. But I have at least Skype and myself up. And Bethany, feel free at any time. You have plenty of room to roam the room.
So can I walk behind you?
If you want to walk in the shot, you can walk. You can creepily look over my shoulder. And talk all kinds of stuff, but let's get the heck out of him. We're gonna
it's
do
the 250th
a. Here we go
episode.
for the folks on live. We're all gonna creepily stare into the webcam. So let's talk about Star Wars Report because why not? We could do that, right? It's been an absolutely incredible 5.5 years now. What is it?
Oh goodness! It's
four and a half, 5.5, something like that.
It's been since 2000.
It's been a hot minute.
It's been a long time ago.
Man, I'm thinking of so many songs right now. Let's talk about it because what we're each going to do is like pick a favorite moment.
It's been a long time.
Let's talk about a moment from the Star Wars Report, particularly in the past year, and as we kind of look ahead to getting started on 2017 very soon. Mark, you want to start us off?
Joe, we're going with the old stuff.
Anything, man.
Oh, okay, so I was like going back through some of the old stuff and came across episode 20. Fan sites, we be crazy.
What?
Yes, it was old. And I loved the most was like Bethany and me were really going off on a couple tangents in this one, which was just great. But we also focused on the Clone Wars, the Darkness of Umbara, that arc with Pong Krell and everything about that. And it was a lot of fun. We also talked about if we were going to go to the Star Wars. Wars episode 1 3D, and remember that was like a big talking thing.
Now that's a throwback. That is a big throwback. Bruce, you have any? Because now you've been on.
Was one of me and you, but I couldn't remember the episode where we were doing the Lando and Nine Nub impression. But I could not for the life of me remember what episode that came from.
That was a lot of fun too. Bruce, let's jump to you. Do you have like a favorite moment? Because we've had you on for like the better part of the this past year.
I really haven't listened to anything this past year. No, I would say, okay, the Nine Numb thing was definitely up there. But I would say when I think of the Star Wars report, and something that stands out to me is when, this is way old school, Dragon Con in the stairwell, you and Bethany doing a show in the stairwell at the Marriott Marquis or something like that.
I remember that.
Do tell, Bethany.
Do you remember that random drunk guy who came across us?
Which time?
And then I was too nice.
Yeah.
Hi. Yes, I'm enjoying the convention too.
And I was like, Bethany, stop it.
Like, stop.
Survive instinct, Bethany. Kill him with kindness. It saves your face.
Yeah, but instead they made him executive producer, and here I am.
Touche, sir. There's so much that's happened with the Star Wars Report. So many opportunities that have come up. So many amazing things that we've done, particularly this year. This last year has been just insane in terms of what we've done, where we've traveled, the coverage we've done, the interviews we've done, the site, the writers, the network. So many things to talk about. There's really one particular series of moments in the last year that I really want to highlight that I think... I don't know. It was positively transformational. It was around this time last year. And I'm going to tell you guys all about it right after I tell you about a sponsor for us today, which, Bethany, I'm glad you're here for this segment, because I do want to briefly take a time out to say thank you to Adam Tickets, because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We have you handled. We're taking care of you. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, watching this live and listening to the podcast. We are getting you the ability to win ticket vouchers that you could use, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, to go see Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
Indeed.
So, Bethany, in fact, we got the email like over Thanksgiving, and we were finalizing everything really quickly because tickets go on sale like as we're recording this in like 24 hours.
Yeah.
So we got to be ready, and I'm very, very excited. So let's tell me all about Adam Tickets.
So Adam Tickets is essentially a movie ticket purchasing app, but it goes way beyond that because there are a lot of other movie ticket purchasing apps out there that I've used. But what makes me really excited about Adam Tickets is that you can not only purchase your movie tickets, but you can purchase concessions. You can also invite your friends to specific showings through the apps. You can discuss this within the app itself. So
nice.
It saves that hassle of, hey, so-and-so, do you want to go see a movie? Sure.
What theater? Yeah.
What movie?
Especially.
Oh, no, I would rather go on this day instead of that day.
By the time the group text gets done, you've missed your showtime.
Exactly. So with Adam Tickets, you can purchase your tickets ahead of time. You can arrange this with your friends. Go ahead and buy concessions, and you have your own dedicated line within the theater with which to scan your QR code, go up, pick up your concessions, and go straight to your seats.
That's
with
right.
The theater. You can purchase Adam Tickets and get a discount of $5 off of your total order. So that could be a single ticket.
Well, I was going to say,
a group of tickets. It could be a ticket and concessions, but you get $5 off of your total order with the code SWR in all caps.
Yes, SWR is the code. But of course, all right, fine. You can get tickets, pre-order concessions, do it all conveniently from an app. You even can get the discount, right? That's amazing. How about we actually give people tickets? How about we do that? That's right. And in fact, this is an exclusive for everyone who's watching live. I'm very excited because we're going to be giving them away through Twitter. We've been giving them away through the blog, but this is exclusively for podcast listeners.
No, not just podcast listeners, only the live listeners.
So that's right. If you're watching us live at facebook.com/StarWarsReport right now, this is your chance to win your very own Adam Tickets voucher, which you can use literally in like 24 hours to go buy your Rogue One tickets. So how do they do this, Bethany?
Or get it for free.
Hmm? Oh, sorry. How do they do this, Bethany?
Okay, well, so How do we tell who all's watching right now?
Oh, well, allow me to pull up the live stream right now.
Now, we could do trivia and see who gets the answers first.
Now, that is an excellent point, and we'll go straight to the chat because this is how we're going to do it. So we have a good number of folks in the chat. So we're going to do I like trivia, but you know what we're going to do? We're going to keep it thing. We're going to do Star Wars Report trivia. Now, Mark or Bruce, the first one to come up with a good Star Wars Report trivia. Let's not make it we don't have to make it terribly difficult, but like a nice challenge.
Did we mention our old name?
Yes, we definitely did. That would be a good one, though. That was throwback. Although that one, and even that one's kind of hard. It depends on, you'd have to listen to us for like 6 years. But yes.
Going back though for you.
Okay, you got one, Mark?
Mark's quote unquote title when he came on to the Bothan Report.
What was your title when you came on?
I remember. I remember.
Of course we remember, but what about the poor people in the chat trying to get their Rogue One tickets? And we're like, you know that thing that was 6 years ago?
Mark,
were you listening?
Was called the... Whoever answers first gets a free ticket.
I don't think this is going to work, Mark. I just
let's
don't.
Let's give it a few minutes to see if people answer.
I came on a specific role.
I don't know that one.
I could give a really big hint. I believe I'll verify this hint through Skype.
Sorry. So the most recent comments are at the top, and I'm quite sure that this is not going.
I think everybody in the chat's just like,
pretty sure that it's right there for everybody.
All right.
I think I might know.
All right,
Bruce, you're not allowed to.
I know. Wait.
Our own producer can't guess it. All right. Alternative question number two. Name one of the four co-hosts of Star Wars Tonight last year. They were recurring every week when we did the program, the nightly countdown to Star Wars Tonight last year. Make sure you name one of those four, and then we'll see either of those two questions. They're going to be good. Mark, if you see the correct answer, let us know.
That was Nathan Butler was my co-host on Beyond the Films. He was the EU guru.
Right. So
Nathan Roberts, you're close, but no cigar.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So either Mark's title or, of course, one of the four co-hosts of Star Wars Tonight last year. And we'll come back to it in just a second. But I do want to continue the retrospective here while we're here. I do want to highlight one particular thing from last year, and it's funny because we were mentioning Star Wars Tonight. That was the first time that I ever took content that I did here at the Star Wars Report or any podcasting of any kind to a daily format, and it was tough. But it was extraordinarily rewarding. It was the kind of thing that we'd never, never, never done before. It was so much fun. It was so much fun. And it offered up the opportunity to work with some really cool people that I just realized I now can't name because I would be giving away who my co-hosts were for Star Wars Tonight last year.
You know what? Can I give them a hint?
Sure. Absolutely.
All right. The regular co-hosts of Star Wars Tonight last year were not anybody in this call.
Okay.
Except for Riley, who was the main host.
Sure, sure.
Oh. That's not true.
So
it's not. There's a trick. I did every Friday, but I was only for patrons.
Oh right. Okay. Non patron then.
Non Friday. Hey, and we have our first answer. And we have our answer. So Caitlin says Steve, as in Steve Glosson, and the answer to that is correct. Correct, Camondo. So here's what you got to do.
Congratulations,
Caitlin. Just fire off a quick email to StarWarsReport@gmail.com, Caitlin, with your information. And Bethany's going to get in touch with you with exactly how to claim your tickets. That's right, your ticket vouchers through Adam Tickets. We thank them for sponsoring. I don't know, man. Bruce, it was crazy last year. I feel like that challenge, it prepared us for this year where we have a ton of new co-hosts and, more importantly, kind of changed the way it challenged me personally as a podcaster in a way that I hadn't done before. So I feel like that was really impactful as well.
It was almost like your puberty session. It's like that's the time that you grew.
I can always count on you, Bruce, for the exact right metaphor.
So do we want to give one more Trivia question for the second ticket.
I want to give this one away as a pair, because the reason I want to give away this one as a pair is just as a real big thank you to those of you who tuned in live. And we're going to be, and for everyone who's listening live, we have a big series of giveaways we're going to be doing on Twitter
Tomorrow's giveaway will be on Facebook. There will also be a Star Wars Tonight giveaway, and then the rest will be Twitter giveaways as well, up through Friday the 2nd of December.
It's so true. I'm very very excited to be working with Adam Tickets, and this is the one time you get the a shout out on the Star Wars Report, because by next week it's too late, right? So now's your chance. So we do appreciate it, and use that code SWR when you get your tickets, and get a nice $5
$5 off of an order for a ticket and some concessions is not really good.
Not terribly shabby, because we all know how much popcorn costs at theaters.
Oh, 2 bags of popcorn. We got some red vines. We got some gummy bears and 2 large sodas. That'll be $588.
and you guys don't have the advantage of being able to carry a bulging purse full of goodies into the theater. Wait, what? I've never done that.
Yeah, it's so true. Well, now that we're removed from The Force Awakens and we're getting the countdown to Rogue One, I'm going to do some rapid fire round table discussion on Rogue One overall, because we are, like I say, we've got literally 2 shows that we're going to do for the Star Wars Report before Rogue One comes out, which is just nuts. Absolutely insane.
I feel like it's only just now truly sinking in. I watched the Trust trailer today.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I was trying not to watch it because I was
but it kept coming up in your
so
newsfeed.
And then I was just like, click, and watched it.
Yeah.
I liked it. I loved the Trust in the Force. Really, the first 2 seconds of the trailer were my favorite.
I love that one. Is this the one? There have been so many. Is this the one that shows a little bit more of K2SO in it?
Yes.
And he catches the freaking grenade and throws it back at the stormtroopers. It's the best thing ever. It is absolutely the best thing ever.
Mark, I want a droid like K2SO.
Bruce, now, because we had a conversation, Bruce, just to peel back that curtain a little bit, kicked off Star Wars Tonight to go back to the daily format, we had a very frank conversation about, like, we're not feeling the hype for Rogue One. And we're going to make the hype. You know what? We're going to just make the hype. If there isn't hype, we're doing it live. Quite literally. So that's what we set out to do. Now that we're a couple weeks into Star Wars Tonight, are you feeling it a little bit more? Are you kind of feeling the Star Wars blossoming excitement in your soul?
Yes, I am. I really am getting more and more excited for this movie each day as we get closer and closer and closer to it, because it's being talked about more. People are getting more pumped about it. We're talking about it every night on Star Wars Tonight. And it's like, I'm starting to feel that vibe I started to feel with The Force Awakens when we started to get to it. It's like I started to feel the Force in me.
I like the fact that
I'm feeling right now.
And because it's a video show, you guys can even see what Bruce means by the vibe. Is he the little
It's like I'm tossing pizzas, you know, my hands are in the air.
I'm feeling the vibe. See, guys, this is why you got to watch the video live. Yeah, no, I am. I'm really, because it just forces you to. It's neck deep in Star Wars in a way that we are only ever when it comes to right before the film for Star Wars Tonight. And that's just how it works. It's such a great time. Just such a great time to be a Star Wars fan. We're going to continue the reminiscing here, but I also want to thank another sponsor for us today. In fact, our final sponsor. This is what my tongue's slowly failing me, ladies and gentlemen. But not enough, but not before I tell you about Entertain Art. That's right, Entertain Art is sponsoring us, and we're super, super happy to have them on board. So basically, if you go to StarWarsReport.com/art, that's where you want to go. Who they are is their official licensed ready-to-hang wall art from Star Wars, Disney, Marvel, and much more, run by a passionate team of amazing folks. It's been an absolute pleasure working with Entertain Art, one of our longer sponsors for this season. Hopped on board really early to support us as we got started with Star Wars Tonight as well. So make sure that you check them out. They have high-quality canvas. They've also got more than 1,000 designs, and of course, plenty of Star Wars designs and plenty of Rogue One designs. Make sure you go to StarWarsReport.com/art when you get ready to check out. You know what they're going to give you? They're not going to give you a 5% discount. They ain't going to give you a 10% discount. No, they're giving you a 20% discount when you use code SWR20. That's StarWarsReport.com. And we do thank Entertain Art for sponsoring the episode. All right, so let's keep talking. I want to hit you up, Bethany, specifically for you on Rogue One and where we are. Are you seeing a change in fandom as it relates to the way we are relating to this film versus The Force Awakens?
We, as in like me specifically, or the Star Wars fan community?
Fan community.
I think everybody is definitely really excited for it, but I don't think there's the same level of excitement. I don't think there's the same level of excitement as there was for The Force Awakens.
Why is that?
I think it's because there's not the suspense. There's not the who is Rey? Where's Luke? When are we going to see Leia?
Questions we never got the answer to in The Force Awakens.
But it's... I think the anticipation of that, in that everybody loves a good Star Wars movie, right? Basically. If you don't, I don't actually know you as a person, I think. But
if not, you're disowned.
You're disowned. Yeah, but people are more excited for a good Star Wars film where they're looking forward to the actual characters. They already know these characters. They fell in love with these characters decades ago. They're wanting to know more, and wanting to know more is a key storytelling element.
Absolutely. We got a little bit of background noise coming from you, Mark. You might want to mute real quick there it goes. We just had a weird Skype thing. You know, it happens. Well, let's ask Bruce. I want to take it to you then for Rogue One specifically. I know you're feeling the hype a little bit more, but there is a difference, isn't there? Are you feeling, what's the difference between Rogue One here and Rogue One? Well, not Rogue One, but The Force Awakens last year at this point, now that we're like, you know, 2.5 weeks out.
Well, thank you for asking, because I do think about this every night.
Yes.
So the thing about it is, I think because we were in a drought, we didn't think we were getting any more Star Wars before The Force Awakens. So The Force Awakens was our first step into this much larger world of more Star Wars movies that we're going into.
Exactly.
So this was a great, The Force Awakens, it wasn't just we're excited about The Force Awakens. We were excited to get Star Wars, get it going again, and we're getting all these new movies, and so we're getting all the hyped up about that. So now that we've come off that high, we're excited about every movie from here on out, but that first one, it means a lot because it was the new era of Star Wars.
Yeah, it's
see,
the return.
I think they took a safe route, and I think that's what's backfiring here. They chose a film that we know the plot about. You know, when the director goes, hey, you see the opening crawl of A New Hope, that's pretty much my movie. Like, we kind of know what's coming, and the only
it's
thing
the
that,
tell.
That's new... Like, I think that alone will probably do, a lot of fans are like, I already know how it's going to end. I don't really care. You know, and I think that's something that hasn't been considered about the general public. Like, so now they're really ramping that up. I mean, to a point where we're just like, holy cow, there's so many things coming at us. But that kind of feels about right, because I think around this time last year, we were doing the same thing. Like, okay, I'm done. I've had enough of the Force Awakens buffet. I'm full. I'm ready. I want dessert. I know what's coming.
Yeah. Agreed. I think there's a sense of familiarity. We're already kind of getting used to the concept of new Star Wars films. But it is going to be, the real big interest for me is going to be, of course, the quality of the film and our reaction to it. And also then secondarily, the box office, and to see how successful that is. Because, of course, as the new Bresnikan piece has pointed out, we are going to have, and by we, I mean they, Disney, they're having a powwow, a January powwow, to see how things are going with the Force Awakens and, of course, the release of Rogue One, probably to really get a sense of maybe where to go from there and talk about this whole, like, do they do more saga films? Do they just spin it off into solo films and so-called Star Wars stories? Exclusively after episode 9, and there's so much of that that remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then there's the fear of what do they do when they tank? You know, that was something I wanted to ask you when we were doing Star Wars Tonight. You know, we've watched franchises that were supposed to be trilogies and stuff, you know, Terminator, The Amazing Spider-Man, you know, the now Ghostbusters, that they just said, oh, well, it tanks, so we're done. We're not going to do anymore. Do you think that there will ever be a point where we have to worry about something like that?
No.
I doubt it. I think the only slight possibility we would have of seeing that happen is a possible film in the future where they're getting kind of crazy with the wild ideas. And by that, I mean by taking a lot more creative freedom, because what we saw in The Force Awakens was a great film, a really enjoyable film, a film with a lot of callbacks and respect to its origins. And frankly, a film that was really afraid to be much more.
Don't be afraid.
And, Rey. And that wasn't a bad thing. But I Rey. Think as the Star Wars films continue to basically get a lot of money and also do well critically,
yeah,
we'll see them start to give a bit more creative freedom, saying, okay, well, let's try this new idea. Let's try this new film idea. Let's do a zombie Star Wars film. I mean, maybe not something that crazy, but I mean, hey, they did a zombie Star Wars book at some point. So. Yeah.
Well, and
but in that sense of being like, you know, let's not be afraid of possible new markets by branching out. And if one of two of those are duds, we'll take the loss in order to get some gain.
Yeah, I think, again, even Rogue One can be a failure, ostensibly, according to the box office. And they're still kind of OK because they can just wait for the Han Solo movie and see if that's successful.
Right.
But I don't think it will be. I have a feeling that it's going to be. I have a feeling it's going to be quite successful.
I mean, yeah, Riley, trust in the Force.
Exactly.
This is the Star Wars Report Podcast. Aren't you a little short for a stormtrooper?
Hey! Hey! That's right, ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Star Wars Report Podcast episode 250 is in the can. Thank you so much for everyone who tuned in live. Thanks so much to Adam Tickets for this episode, letting us give away some ticket vouchers that you can use for Rogue One.
And for their discount code for SWR for a discount on a total Adam Tickets order.
Exactly. And of course, thanks to Entertain Art. And, of course, Geek Fuel for continuing their sponsorship of the program. And big thanks to you, Mr. Bruce Gibson, for jumping on. Where can folks find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Admiral_Rex.
Admiral_Rex.
Well, I like the hand gestures there.
And Mr. Herleman, where can folks find you?
Oh, you all know me over at Illogical Rogue 2.
Rogue in quotation marks, evidently. From
exactly.
And Bethany, where can people find you online?
You can find me online just about anywhere at Bethany L. Blanton.
Nice.
You've got to do a cool hand gesture now.
Uh-huh. Nice. Oh, sorry. I was getting distracted with the video here.
Where can people find you personally?
And then, of course, I'm on Twitter. It's at the Riley Guy for Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram. Make sure you follow the show. It's at Star Wars Report. Remember, we're doing a bunch of giveaways there. Also, big old shout out to everyone directly supporting us, of course, at patreon.com/StarWarsReport. Make sure that you jump in and put your money where your bothan mouth is, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. And make
that
sure that you.
A little creepy.
Yeah, that didn't come out the way I wanted it to.
Yeah.
But suffice to say, hey, get our Friday episode of Star Wars tonight. That's right, a full half hour of content that we're recording, sometimes live. Every Friday, and of course, make sure you catch the Monday through Thursday of Star Wars Tonight. If you haven't subscribed to Star Wars Tonight, what are you doing? This week, we've got Jimmy Mack, that's right, of Rebel Force Radio. We've got Nathan Patrick Butler is also making his return, as well as working on it, but James from Jedi News, and of course, a few other really cool guests in the old frying pan there that we're mixing up for you guys over at Star Wars Tonight. Make sure you're subscribed there. So, man, so much to talk about, so much on this on the very program. Man, 250 episodes. It's been a long, long time, guys. But it keeps going, and it's because of you guys who support us by just listening. So seriously, thank you. And then one final little parting request: if you listen to the show, if you enjoy us, make sure. And sometimes, if you can't financially support us, I know it's like the holidays. Sometimes money's tight. That's absolutely fine. Make sure if you have the opportunity, take a moment to go to StarWarsReport.com/iTunes, and you can leave a review, rating or review, and that really helps get the word out about the show. Facebook/Star Wars Report, Twitter/Star Wars Report, and
everything/Star Wars Report.
Star Wars Report.
The world/StarWarsReport.com.
We'll be combing through emails very soon as well. So that's all for this episode. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. Make sure you're tuned in every weeknight, Star Wars Tonight, Facebook.com/StarWarsReport on Facebook Live. Having a grand old time. Until next time, may the Force be with you, and many Bothans died to bring you this podcast. Listening to Star Wars Report. Remember, the opinions expressed here do not represent those of the Star Wars Report, Second Airborne Division, or Admiral_Rex. Remember, if there's one place you need to go to see all of the Star Wars Tonight, Star Wars Rogue One teasers and trailers, well, just go to YouTube. Find it. It's fine. It's right there. It's easy. Just, you know. The Trailers.
There's a Wookiee behind you.